on 26.
Nasty weather, a nor'easter, shockingly, this late into April. Plus, the U.S., speaking of shocking, in Afghanistan, near a brand new deal, one that I think is lousy. I'll tell you about some of the finer points that we know of, anyway, coming up here in this hour of America Tonight. Plus, at the tail end, you heard it in the Sunday papers, big headlines across the nation. What are people talking about? Guaranteed, when you wake up in the morning, especially in the East Coast, it's going to be all about the weather. You just heard a little sound of that rain. They're reporting in some inches, some places in inches in North Jersey, up to 5 inches of rain so far. They're talking about snow in Pittsburgh and some other areas. You might be listening to me in one of those places. If you want to be our eyes and our ears, so to speak, call me 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, because I know it's just starting, and in some areas it's just starting to ramp up, so there's a little bit of a difference there. By the time you wake up, what's the commute going to be like for some people who are listening right now, and they're going to eventually drop off? For everybody else who's on the third shift, making your way home and all of the nonsense, man, I'll tell you what, rain even can be a really tricky thing when you get a ton of it with low-lying areas. The flooding that sometimes happens, those flash floods, you're not expecting them. Potholes get tricky. A couple times in my life in the East Coast, I got caught in some nasty flooding because of the massive amounts of rain that just happened to be falling after I'd gotten out of a radio station somewhere. Once in New York and once in Philadelphia. And it's deceiving because you think it's fine, you're driving, and then all of a sudden you're hydroplaning. Is that not the worst? Oh, rough seas, too. You think of some of those boats that are out there, and it's uncharacteristic, to say the least, for the second half of April. From Washington, D.C. to Boston, with a rain deficit of maybe 6 inches since the beginning of March. Some people will say in the end, you know, the strong winds and the flooding and all that kind of stuff. The good news is we're up when it comes to the amount of rainfall that we're supposed to get. I know some of you are listening to me in the New York, Connecticut area. Some of the worst of the stuff is going to hit there into the wee hours, too, and the morning rush is going to be just nasty. And the amount of snowfall, too, and the winds, again, in some places are saying 50, maybe 50 miles an hour. Around New York City, the highest tide levels will happen into the hours where we're talking right now. Around Providence, the worst is probably likely to be maybe Monday midday. I was looking at a couple of charts and looking at some tides. And you're going to see tides that are above normal, 3, maybe even 4 feet. And the gusty winds, it's going to be just nasty. The thing that you worry about, though, and all of you know what I'm talking about, what do you worry about? Besides the flooding, of course, because that could affect you, the power outages. When you've got trees that have leaves on them, and then you combine the rain or the snow with that, that can be pretty tough from a standpoint of how it can clog things up and then ultimately create some of those power outages. And then if you get heavy snow in some of those areas because of the storm, toss in the wind, and it's a Molotov cocktail weather-wise, if you will. Some of the areas that I already mentioned, Youngstown, throw in with Pittsburgh, Erie, Buffalo, Toronto, and even some of the problems could reach into the suburbs of Cleveland, and they're saying even as far east as Rochester. So it's going to drive that cold air all the way down. If you were to look at a map, all the way down into the south and certainly into the east coast during the first half of the week. So very strange weather. And then the rest of the nation on the west, you know, we're talking 70s and 80 degrees, pretty sunny. very, very nice weather, but not to the people listening in the Northeast. I feel you. I've lived through it, but not this late in the game. Just when you were ready to grab on to spring for real, along comes Mother Nature rearing her ugly head and providing one last bit of a wintry kind of storm. So I'll say it again. If you're in the middle of this nonsense and you got something you want to tell us, you want to vent, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Speaking of venting, I'm going to mention this just briefly because if I were to say what's the biggest buzz in our backyards, I would still say that some of it has to do with what's going on in the politics of the day, and also what's happening in Afghanistan. For me, Afghanistan is number one because I think the troops need to be out of there now. 2014 is too late in the game for me, and so it seems 2014 and now beyond. So we'll jump to that. I know some of you have sons serving, have other relatives that maybe are in the military, know people who have been deployed several times. And coming up on our next show, in the very, very start of the week, you know, Tuesday, or really Monday into Tuesday, we're going to talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome and what it's done to what head injuries have done and what it means to soldiers when they get deployed again and again and again. So here's the deal in France. You know, the election process is a whole different deal. First of all, while we talk about money, which, by the way, now a new report came out showing that Obama has raised more money than Mitt Romney so far, 10 to 1. Commercials and all that push in the tail end, the negative ads, sometimes they say play a big part in the way people vote. In France, you cannot run ads 2 weeks prior to the election. So the socialist candidate, François Hollande, declared victory on Sunday in the first round of France's presidential election, setting up a real rock'em sock'em showdown with the incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy, maybe in May. And the results, what they do is they pump them across TV, and then they looked at the exit polls, and with about 75% of the votes counted late into the weekend, late Sunday, Hollande had 27.9% of support, Sarkozy 26.7%. You had a couple of other candidates, two that were in the mix. But how about that? This is just the first round, because what probably happens is a runoff maybe in May sometime. So the socialist may be the winner here. Very bad sign for Sarkozy with the results the way they are. And he may not be the leader ultimately after that runoff. You know what's interesting, too, and this is another reason why I point this out. Guess what the turnout is in France, how many people vote? Sunday's turnout was 81%. Do you know how many people cast their votes, rather? 12.5 million. Now, for them, that's a drop. In 2007, they had 84% of the nation, the voters, the eligible voters, who went to actually vote. How about that? And how many people vote in our elections in the United States really makes you think, doesn't it? All right, we're going to boot it to the next one, odds and ends on the flip side.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
At the hands of the socialist Francois Hollande, who's the front runner in the race to probably boot out Sarkozy, and probably a lot of what's working for Francois is the fact that the economy is such a mess. As we all know, the economic woes of France come in waves to our shores because the Eurozone's financial mayhem is our chaos as well. It's what we're seeing with our markets. If they really, you really see the world economy take a tumble, then bailing out and bailing out, like bailing out Greece twice, it hits us. That's why we care about this, because trust me, you look at the dollar and how devalued the dollar is, and you see where we're headed in this country, and a lot of that is some of the rippling effects of what's happened and how we're also invested in Europe. I mean, we are tied to the same buoy. You know, we might have a little bigger seat, perhaps above the water. We're not hanging on to the very edge, but we're pretty darn close. So why do we care? Why do we care what happens to the French? Remember, there was that whole push to just, we hate France. We hate everything about the French. We care now because Europe is huge for our stocks, our earnings, our economy, very much tied to what happens with the Eurozone, with the capital invested. That is absolutely part of it. So we have to wake up and open our eyes and pay attention. That's why we care. That is why we care. Speaking of caring, you know, with odds and ends, which I say is a little of this and a little of that, the biggest thing that people are really still hot under the collar about is the latest distraction from Washington, the Secret Service. Because this thing has more than legs. It's like a tarantula with extra legs. They're saying now that the Senate is probably going to make its investigation that much bigger into this whole prostitution scandal. And they're saying, you know, I don't know, is this a macho culture? Is there too much testosterone flowing through the Secret Service? I mean, give me a break with some of these opinion columns that I've read. Though there should be more females in the Secret Service. You think, really? Because there were some guys that were idiots and were part of this advanced team that went down to Columbia and they stupidly got involved with a bunch of prostitutes and then didn't want to pay them, mentioned a huge number, I guess figured she would slurk away and blew open the lid on this whole Pandora's box. So now the Senate is saying that what they're going to do is they're going to look into what's going on in Colombia, but look at a few other things, a broader investigation. You know, in other words, was this the exception, or do we need to peel back more layers of this onion? And are there other things to show there's a pattern of bad behavior that's gone on elsewhere by Secret Service agents on assignment, but maybe off duty? And why wasn't it noticed if that was the case? And what's the Secret Service going to do to make sure that never happens again? I love this question because Joe Lieberman was part of what I call the Sunday swirl. He was, you know, you turn on Fox or CNN or ABC or CBS or whoever, and it's all about politics, and it's all about what's happening. And the whole thing was the Secret Service. It's a juicy scandal. So Lieberman is the one who makes that suggestion. What's the Secret Service going to do to make sure never happens again? How can they assuredly say, with a straight face, if I'm running the Secret Service, it will never happen again under my watch? You can't say that. People have free will, and they can be stupid, and they can have a sense of entitlement or security, get it, because they're Secret Service, assuming with the arrogant, I think it was just arrogant behavior, assuming that no one's going to bust their chops, no one's going to say anything to them. So you think that's never going to happen again? That's like almost a ridiculous thing to request. Okay, how about accountability? I understand that. So do you have accountability? Definitely have a sort of a ladder as to what happens when you do X, Y, Z. And I'm sure they do have something like that in place. So they're saying now it's 12 people that have been fingered in this incident. And that's all it was. I mean, Mark Sullivan, the Secret Service director, is saying he believes they handled the scandal well and they're going to get the answers. And, you know, look, like, we haven't had sex scandals. We haven't had breaches of security in our history. We haven't had this ever happen again. And are we worried about information being compromised in the case? And is there going to be a public hearing on this whole thing? And if anyone's found guilty, do we hang them in the public square? You know, here's the thing. Because of all this pressure, the one thing I can tell you is all of the people that have been fingered, if it can be proven that they were in this situation, they are gone. No matter what label you want to put on it, they are done. They are toast. There's no slap on the wrists here. That's not going to happen. Because you even had somebody who was sort of partially exonerated, but instead they're going to get administrative action and they're going to get booted. That's what's going to happen. There's just too much. There's too much of a wide net on this thing. And you know, it's crazy what they're doing and how much money we spent on this. And I said this, and nobody was talking about the money aspect. And it was the very first thing I said. So to try to figure out who the bad boys of the Secret Service were, who were caught with their pants down, so to speak, we, you and me, listening to me, Izzy in Missouri, Mark in New York, Don in Wyoming, Tomas in Michigan, Dale in Illinois, all of you, all of us, we are paying for this because the investigation means flying down to Columbia again and again and again. Because you know what? They're coming up with a minute-by-minute timeline of everything that happened, the locations, the violations of laws, of codes of conduct, of directives. All this stuff is going to be part of this. And because of the amount of the investigating that has to go on and the back and forth, because Colombia isn't exactly a stone's throw away, we're up already in just investigating costs up into the $2 million range already. I mean, look, is any organization exempt from bad behavior, people screwing up royally in the private sector or in the government? No. Now, the difference is that this is the government, and yes, we are paying for this. So we pay for the Secret Service. We pay for this investigation. And, good luck saying, can you prove to us this will never happen again? And then the fact that you have Senator Susan Collins, who's, by the way, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee, saying that, if we had more female agents, that would avoid such scandals. I can't help but wonder if we had more women as part of the detail, that this wouldn't be the case. 11% of the agents in the Secret Service are women. 11%. Do you find that shocking? I'm going to say no, because this is a traditionally male field. Does the Secret Service discriminate against women? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, that there's just more that have gotten into the field positions. There may be more that are investigators or in other parts of the Secret Service. And here's the thing. It goes along with other things in the military. This is the Secret Service, not the military. But you still would have to be able to do the tasks. Forget about the bad behavior. Just drill it down. Drill it down to what you have to do, what the job description is for the Secret Service with the protection detail, all of that. And I would assume it's about being able to pass all these tests with flying colors, because what I understand is it is pretty rigorous to go through everything, and you have to be the best of the best. So from the standpoint of what you need to do in that role, these people, some of those people, were the best of the best. Unfortunately, in their personal behavior, they were the worst of the worst. So that's what happened here. They were the worst of the worst. They got caught in a bad situation. They were partying, so they were working, partying, and made a stupid, ridiculous blunder. And I guarantee, if you had a private conversation with any of them, was it worth it? Of course it was not worth it. I mean, they're gone, and now it's just a question of what's the Secret Service going to do now. But it's interesting, the Senate. Gee, has there ever been anyone who's lied in the Senate or cheated or broken any laws? Or were there any corrupt senators? Come on. Give me a break. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I,
so if you're following the thread of where we started this show to kick off the week, our economy is more than stuck in neutral. Gas prices have finally eased, but they're not terrific. And now we're more focused on how many Secret Service agents couldn't keep a secret about sleeping with a bunch of prostitutes, ultimately, and being part of a presidential detail, so they were doing it a couple of days before the president arrived. And my problem is broadening the search and analyzing what we need to do to ensure this doesn't happen in the future, which means spending more taxpayer dollars. Just boot everybody who violated these laws in the country, who messed up from the oath that they took to be a Secret Service agent. They're the grounds there. Just get rid of them. That's it. That's it. Send out a memo. This will not be tolerated. How about that? Zero tolerance, period, end of story. I just saved the government some money. I could type up the memo for them. They could put it on their letterhead. And like that, we have solved the problem. But instead, it is a perfect distraction. I used to laugh when a lot of you would call and say, well, that's just another distraction. Everybody is taking their eye off the ball of what's really happening in this country. I think this is really taking our eyes off the ball of what is really happening in this country. So if you have the evidence, if they admit they did it, if they violated laws, what is the problem? Many of us have worked in the private sector, right? What happens when there's a problem, an unforeseen thing happens, somebody gets fired because they did XYZ, then the company changes its policy. It's that easy. Just like that. They change the policy. They have a meeting. They tell everyone about it. You bring your brown bag lunch. They don't even pay for the lunch when they tell you they're changing policy. Can't they do that at the Secret Service? For goodness sake, they can't put out a memo. They can't get rid of the 12 guys who did this and say, we have the grounds, that's it. Instead, they have to fly back and forth to Cartagena, compose a timeline, and investigate and poke around day after day after day, and then go back and forth. And so that's where we get the almost $2 million, and probably more by the time we're done this, to go through this. Now, the other thing is, they're probably, with the Senate saying, oh, we're going to expand the scope of this, that means another hearing. So another hearing means time away from other things to be voted on or decided upon, like, oh, Social Security is not looking real good. Let's have a few meetings about that. So that's where more of your distraction comes in, because the focus is on bad boys with their pants down when they were part of the Secret Service detail. I mean, shame on them for doing that. But I think that the answer is very simple. How hard is it to say they are out of here? And the answer is it's not that hard. And we don't have to spend a whole bunch of money to have a bunch of senators who are part of Homeland Security have a layup, because that's a layup, when they're able to just stand or sit there on the committee and hold a hearing and drill Mark Sullivan, the head of the Secret Service, again and again, and other people connected to the Secret Service about what happened and all this other stuff. I mean, we already know. We have all the details we need. All right, we've also got some breaking news to tell you about. George Zimmerman was released from a Florida jail on $150,000 bail bond, if you will. We knew it was going to be that amount of money, but there was a reason that he wasn't being released, and part of that reason was, I think, for his own protection, the fact that there's a worry as to where could he go, that somebody might not go after him since he received so many death threats and had so many problems heading into this. So he stayed in jail. This bail hearing or bond hearing was on Friday. He stayed in jail for a couple of extra days. And in case you have not heard his name, you must have been away somewhere camping, but he was the guy who fatally shot Trayvon Martin, the teenager, and he's now out. As I said, this has to be a situation where they had some kind of a place, because Mark O'Mara, who was his attorney, said, you know, they were concerned about where would he go if they bonded him out and waited, because by the time this trial comes around, you know, you could be talking about months and months from now. I think it's a full year before this is all settled. So what you do is, when your bond is, and I think all of you know this, right, because I'm sure you've all had to pay bond for somebody. Did you ever have to bail anyone out? 10% is what you have to do to secure that bond. So that's the deal. And O'Mara said his client was just focused on getting out, and he just did a short while ago. He apologized in court on Friday to the Martin family for shooting their son in this confrontation, and nobody wanted to acknowledge that. He just said, I want to say I'm sorry for the loss of your son, and that was before this whole hearing. So he's out, and now the rest is history, to see what happens and see what happens with the jury selection and all the other timelines of the case that'll be pieced together. This started back in February 26 is when it happened. And all the evidence that has been collected and maybe some more that will be collected. This is just the very, very, very beginning of this. It's interesting, too, because Zimmerman's attorney, O'Mara, said that he was stressed out about the charges in the case. I don't know. Call me crazy. But what do you think? Do you think he would be safer in jail rather than be out in Florida somewhere? Or no, better to get out because who knows with that prison environment what that would be like, especially because he's high profile. He was separated at this point because he was at the county jail, but if he had been moved somewhere or whatnot. And, you know, then the theory is that there's a chance that he's not going to do any jail time other than what just happened, that he's not going to serve time for this, and they're going to say it's self-defense, and they're going to go through the Florida law, the Stand Your Ground law, and figure out, that's part of the defense, figure out how that plays in. And I think that, there is a chance that he does not ever wear an orange jumpsuit again in his life. That as this case goes, this might not happen. They might not get him for the killing of Martin because of the way the Florida law reads. But I can tell you this. No matter what happens, his life is completely forever changed, just like the kid that he shot and killed, because there's very few places that he's going to be able to go, and definitely, I think, not in the Sunshine State. Wherever Casey Anthony is, he needs to be on that same island, someplace else. And if he wants to make any appearances, it better be through secret Skype once the whole thing's over, and if he's not convicted. If he's not convicted, because who knows? I can't look into a crystal ball and predict. I can only tell you from what I know from lawyers, including my own brother, who knows the legal system very well in that particular area, as he's a practicing attorney there. The talk is when they just talk about the case, they're not even talking about guilty, innocent, whatever. Because of the way the Florida laws are, there are a lot of people in the legal community that think he walks for this, that he's not going to do any time for this. You know, Zimmerman's father testified on Friday, because we didn't have a show on Friday, that when he saw his son the day after the shooting, because this is the whole thing about was there self-defense or not, he was wearing a protective cover over his nose, his face was swollen, he had two gashes on his head. He had a broken nose. But, you know, are they rejecting that, what he's saying or not? And then ultimately, do they believe that Zimmerman disobeyed the instructions of the police dispatcher, for whatever that's worth, to follow Martin? And was it, you know, unjustly killed him? So there are a couple of different things working here. We've kind of flushed that out before, but here's the key thing. Right now, this is why it's great you've got America Tonight tuned in, because this is where you get all this breaking news. Zimmerman finally released from the Florida jail. It took really all weekend for that to happen, and so he spent a couple of extra days there, and as I said, he may never, ever, ever do time for this, especially if they can prove the self-defense and stand your ground. I personally think when they say stand your ground, self-defense, the biggest problem that I have with that in this case, I don't have a problem with that law. I understand why it was instituted and how it's really saved some people's lives. I think the biggest thing that'll be tackled is the fact that he went after Martin. That 911 dispatcher said, "We've got it covered, thank you." And he got out of the car. He chased him down. He had the gun. I don't know, you might look at it a little bit differently. What say you, America and beyond? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net or 855-266-8. 855-266-5283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A new reminder again, we have a number change because I've gotten a lot of emails from you. It's not that hard. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Wine, wine, wine. Such a better number. That's the thing. It's much better. I don't even remember our old number anymore. It has totally gone away. So you, trust me, you will feel the same. That number will go blank for you, and you'll remember the new one. It's very easy, especially with the double numbers, 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. I love that number. I hate it when you have a whole distribution of different numbers that you can't in your mind group together to remember, so it makes it that much easier. I bet George Zimmerman wishes he could forget what happened on that night on February 26th, because his life is forever altered, as is Trayvon Martin's. And the biggest mistake, and I say this over and over again, but you can't roll back time. I mean, if I asked you in your own personal lives, give me three things you would change, you would roll back the clock on. I guarantee, even if you've had a great life up to whatever point it is, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, you're however old you are, you could probably name three different things that you would just erase. I can think of some of you that would erase a couple of marriages you had. I'm just thinking out loud. But anyway, for Zimmerman, it's over with. You can't go back. So he apologized to the family. They're devastated. They want no parts of any apology and saying it's half-hearted. And of course, he's, you know, on the hot seat now. And at this point, the judge on Friday asked O'Mara to talk about what he's saying to the authorities about his request to allow him to leave Florida while he awaits trial, because they say they're worried about the threats to his safety and his family, and that the part of leaving the state has not been determined, but I am just betting the fact that he is now bonded out, he's been able to do that. Because I think the same thing. He can't stay in the state. He can't. There's no way. You look at the east coast of Florida, you look at the west coast of Florida, and in the middle, and everybody knows, they know Zimmerman. They know what happened. They have an opinion about it. That's why I think it's going to be tough for the whole jury thing, too. I don't care if, I mean, I don't care where the person is living. They really would have to have no knowledge of, or they'd have to never read the internet, look at a paper even in passing, or watch television news, because if this was all over the country, we know it was magnified in Florida. This was the lead story for weeks on end. So he's probably somewhere else. It's like, where's Waldo? He's out. And nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows where he is at this point. And probably in the end, there's a good chance that no matter what, there's a good chance that he can get a walk, depending on the evidence, because there's evidence that we don't know for the defense and evidence we don't know for the prosecution. I don't think that the woman who is the special prosecutor, as much as she had to do something with this, I don't know that she would have pushed it forward if she didn't think that there was something there that they could go after. So that's going to be, that's all going to be about. All right, I said we were going to check the headlines, but we're going to boot that to the next hour instead and talk about a couple of other follow-ups. We were telling you about Ted Nugent and his problems, speaking of the Secret Service, with having to be interviewed basically by the Secret Service for some comments that he made at a National Rifle Association convention about the current president and guns and that kind of thing. I mean, I could drill it down even more specifically for you. We have done that. But the Ted Nugent appearance at an Army base in Kentucky has been scrapped. He was supposed to perform there on June 23rd at Fort Knox, and they said, forget it. The Secret Service did question him and cleared him over what he said, but after learning about it, they decided, well, the commanders at the base decided against allowing him to take the stage, because this is just more fallout from the comments that he'd be dead or in jail if President Barack Obama were reelected. And the headliners were Ted Nugent, REO Speedwagon, and Styx. So I don't know who's going to take his place on that stage. Probably some of the soldiers who just like his music might be a little bit bummed. But it's not necessarily a surprise that they canceled it. And that might be the case with some of the other. There's a few other stops I think that were supposed to be at other bases. And then some of the people on the base were pushing soldiers and their families to boycott the concert altogether. and even pushing sticks in REO Speedwagons to just pull out, just cancel the whole thing because, you know, not to have to deal with any of it, just cancel the whole thing and not even have the concert. So Ted Nugent has to be pretty bummed because he would tell you he's about the soldiers, he's patriotic, and he's, you know, he's about the Second Amendment. He's spirited about the Second Amendment and constitutional rights, and I'm certain that he would say, and I think I've heard him say this, that he is definitely a supporter of soldiers and certainly the right to bear arms. There's no question. That's why he was addressing the NRA. I mean, he's a conservative activist and a gun rights advocate. And that's why he made the statements he did about the president, saying that, you know, basically, in his view, he said, listen, if you don't clean house, in fact, this is the exact quote that he said. It was all over YouTube. He said, if you can't go home and get everyone in your lives to clean house in this vile, evil American hating administration, I don't even know what you're made out of. Now, that video is down, so you can't go and look it up, but trust me, that's what he said. I saw the video. And this is a speech that he made at a convention in St. Louis, Missouri. So people are, I mean, or the question was, and the reason why the Secret Service talked to him, because they would talk to anybody who had a microphone the way Nugent did in front of the crowd like that, and said some of the statements he did about the president. So the thing is, though, this is that whole word, this is the whole semantics and the whole word thing again. I mean, was Nugent pushing or alluding to violence against the president? I'm going to say no. I don't think he was, and he would say this and has said this. He didn't make any threats of violence toward anyone. He was talking about himself. So he decided that, you know, he decided he was going to say what he said, and then that's the end, that he's X'd off of the stage in Kentucky. What's crazy for Nugent is that after this canceled concert, he agreed, just something came up, he agreed to pay a fine and serve probation and record a public service announcement as part of a deal to plead guilty to transporting an illegally killed black bear in Alaska. So he had something else going on. And this is something that happened, by the way, during a bear hunt a couple of years ago that was filmed for his television show, Spirit of the Wild, on the Outdoor Channel. So thinking that it was okay and thinking that it was all right to take the bear, then you're only allowed to bag one bear per hunting season. He put himself in the soup there. Oh, well. See how we hopscotched along here in this first hour? If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.